Well, Sally, the key idea that I wanted to communicate was that forestry and wood are not ideas of the past, they're ideas of the future. I think it's very easy for us to think about materials like concrete and steel as being important, and we think of wood as something of the 18th century. We kind of think the 20th century was more about concrete, 19th century maybe more about steel, and it's a long way back before we think of wood as the material of the day, but wood really is going to be the material of the 21st century.
So you're suggesting we look at the forestry industry with a new lens, because the debate in Tasmania is one that we're seeing forestry in decline. It's been the waxing and waning of wood chips, a debate about the pulp mill. So do we have to put all that history behind us and start afresh?
Well, I think the discussion in the past in Tasmania has been about the management of our forests, and that's been driven by an unhappiness that our forests are being managed for a commodity product like wood chip. And you know, that's a valid debate, and it's important that we've had it. What I'm suggesting is that that's not the current debate. We need to be thinking now about a sustainable future, ecological sustainable development and design. We need to be thinking about how we deal with climate change. And really, that's about understanding how we maintain and develop infrastructure and the sorts of things that we want, and do so with renewable, sustainable materials.
So you're suggesting our forest industry should be part of the debate about climate change?
Oh, indeed. I don't think you can get away from it. And I think it's been a very important part of the discussion so far, that there's a lot of carbon in forests, and maintaining a carbon store is really important part of the climate change discussion. That's tremendous that that's happened. What we've failed to address, though, is that the use of wood as a sustainable material, instead of things like concrete, steel, aluminium, fossil fuels, plastics, that's also a very important part of the discussion around climate change and sustainability. We haven't had that yet, and I think we need to have that here.
We're having the debate on the fringes, though, aren't we? Right now we're having a political debate about whether biomass, forest biomass, should be part of renewable energy, the RET scheme. But we're also having a debate about forest certification, because consumers are wanting assurances about the sustainability of our forests. But what's the bigger question then in your mind?
Well, the question there, I think, is we all want to make sure that forests are managed sustainably. There's no argument there. And certification schemes are a really important part of that. I personally am very happy that we're moving very quickly towards that approach. So we can set that aside as an agreed point. We then have a question about how we achieve our energy needs, whether or not biofuels are part of that. And I think that's a complex question, and I don't think we can afford the luxury of standing on the sidelines and saying yes or no and making sweeping statements. It's a sophisticated argument. And I think the Tasmanian public and the Australian public is capable of a sophisticated argument or a sophisticated discussion. And we should be allowed to have that, rather than the broad statements that underpin our current public discourse. And it's specifically, we don't want to be using inappropriate sources of wood material for generating energy when we could do something far better with it. But it would be a terrible shame if we were using petroleum instead of biomass, when that biomass is otherwise simply a waste.
Well, we could spend the rest of this conversation talking about that very thing, but let's get the bigger picture and going back to this Legislative Council Select Committee. What then is the future for Tasmanian forests?
Well, for me, I think the key is not so much what the future of the forests are, but what the future of our infrastructure development is and what we want our economy to look like. Then we can ask how the forests fit into that. Personally, I see a future where we're interested in, as I said before, ecologically sustainable development and design, and that entails us using wood. And we can think about the ways we can use our timber, not the traditional boards, although they'll be part of it, but thinking about composite products of wood and other materials. We can think about engineered wood products. We can think about novel ways of design and engineering. That, to me, is our future. Once we've had that discussion and we agree that's a good way forward, we can then talk about the best way to ensure that we get sustainably sourced resources, raw materials, to do that.
You're tuned to the Tasmanian Country Hour. We're having a conversation with Professor Mark Hunt, who's the Director of the National Centre for Future Forest Industries here at the University of Tasmania. Just only in the last 24 hours, your Centre for Future Forest Industries has received significant federal funding. Can you just tell us about the magnitude of this and what you're going to do with it?
Sure. So this is a grant that's come to the University of Tasmania, which is fantastic. It's really terrific that in a state like Tasmania, we have a world-class university that sits so highly in the ranking of Australia. So that's great that we got this very competitive grant. This funding is to set up a training centre, an industrial transformation training centre. It's from the Australian Research Council. It's very prestigious, very hard money to get. And that will sit alongside the other work that we've been doing in the Centre for Future Forest Industries and other activities at the university. So this new centre will be headed up by distinguished Professor Jim Reed, who's been internationally recognised in plant genetics and physiology for a very long time and who's invested a lot in driving the future of this sector forward.
But what is a training centre going to do? Well, how does it fit within the big picture that you've just described?
What we've tended to do, particularly over the past 20 or 30 years, is see people working in forests as moving off into one direction or another. Whereas 30 or 40 years ago, a forester was a steward of the forest who was interested in managing for water and biodiversity and recreation and timber. Now we tend to have people who are educated in and who work in a role that is either about production or conservation or recreation. We can't afford to do that anymore. We need people who once again understand, are trained in and are thinking about management of a resource for a whole range of purposes that society needs. More than that, we can't afford to have people who are only thinking about the forest as a forest. We need them to understand the whole value chain down to products and processing and how material ends up in buildings, how those design opportunities affect sustainable living aspirations.
And who would be the likely people that would employ graduates in this training system?
Well, very diverse group of organisations, and you can see that in the partners that we have in this new centre. So we have an industrial forestry, a very forward-looking industrial forestry company like Forico. We also have Greening Australia. As well as having forestry companies, we have the FWPA, Forest and Wood Products Association of Australia, who represents the industry. So the general forestry and forest products industry is interested, but we also have local businesses like Island Workshop who are designing and building timber houses and who are really focusing on this idea of ecological sustainable design. So very diverse. I think the new organisations, whether they're large or small, local or international, are thinking about this as a much bigger, broader set of challenges and opportunities than we have in the past, and we need to prepare graduates and researchers and leaders who are going to be able to fit into that space.
Is it too late for Tasmania's forest?
No, not at all. I think we're in a great spot. We've had 30 years of very robust discussion, and it's great that we've already done that. Now I think we're in a position, if we perhaps step out of the rut that we've been in and stop having the same old discussion and start having a new discussion about what our objectives really are and how we might get there. And it's a very exciting opportunity for Tasmania, and I think we can get there.